Hello, lovelies. Yes, in case you're wondering, it is I, Sister Babushka, here to tell you what the hell is this extra thing in your feed? Well, every time we do an episode of Utter Nonsense, there is so much content that has to get cut that we just felt like it was time to share it with you all. So, every mid-month, we share out another Tangents and Waffles with all of our outtakes that weren't quite good enough for the final episode, but were too good just to be put in the scrap bin. This month, we have some shade that we've been throwing each other, as well as one or two other random tangents that we got up to. So, enjoy, and we will see you at the 1st of October for the next episode of Utter Nonsense.
Would you like to introduce a babushka?
Or
What's your outfit?
if you'll let me for once.
Just trying to help. Hashtag helping.
Hashtag,
I think it's possible to die from inhaling your own spit and essentially drowning in it.
how much of my own spit do you think I swallowed?
Well, because you can drown with a mouthful of water, that's enough. If it goes wrong, you could drown. So,
I mean,
spit's enough, or do you need a bit more? Do you need to save it up?
I'd probably have to save it up because I don't think I have a mouthful of spit at any one point unless I'm at a really good party and it's not all mine.
Some people have more spit than others, so maybe it depends on the person. It's something that you find out if you ever try learning like a wind instrument. You'll come across the term wet blower. I was told I was a wet blower. I've got more spit. One of the unseemly sides of playing an instrument is when you have to turn your instrument to the side and pour out all the spit from it.
So attractive. Well, if anyone has ever died from drowning in their own spit, please message us below and let us know.
And wet blowers beware. I'm going to change some of the names of this story, but I do know someone who once said to his wife, "What do you call a collection of bankers? What's the collective term for lots of bankers?" And she was very confused. She thought about it for a while, didn't know the answer, and he said, "It's a wunch. It's the collective term for a group of bankers. It's a wunch of bankers." Took her quite a long time to realize that it was
Well played.
Do you want to read the recap, Babushka, or would you like me to read it?
I can give it a read. I think I still remember how to read.
Well done.
Five gins in, and I'm still good. And they were ready on time.
She's very unusual for a nun, I might add. Very
Some of us like to put the time and effort in, Babushka.
I know, to be fair, you can see the difference. You can see the time and effort made. We were just
Enlighten me,
like.
guys. You're both invited back.
Okay.
I'm in both of these. You relate to it. So good.
That's true, Babushka. You were not the first here.
Edit that.
I'll stick like a little smiley face at the top of your finger.
Fair, that's better than the chip nail polish I've got on, so yeah.
I feel like these lashes have gone droopy, but these ones haven't, so now I just look very.
She's half asleep at the wheel. Look at
Just a bit
her. Oh, that Alaska, he's an absolute mess, he is.
saucered. I think it just inaccurately sums up how my day is going.
Good start to the new year, then, I see.
I feel very weird.
You look very weird. Or at least you didn't have pants on your head.
I mean, I could add those too. Maybe we'll save them for the next episodes.
Next getting ready video. Watch out, there's pants about. What is this show but utter nonsense?
You're correct. You win grand prize. This is in fact utter nonsense.
I gotta go into heaven. I answered a question.
Yay! I even like the patting of the colour on rather than brushing. Like the whole thing has been really nice and easy and effective. I've overthought my makeup for 5 years.
Sounds like you've been converted and we're not even halfway through.
Why have I made my makeup so complicated?
November for more trans.
I don't know why, but that was the tune that came into my head.
Trans people through the Twilight Zone.
Well, that certainly seems to be the case when our lovely government is concerned down in Westminster. They clearly don't have a clue what's going on.
Don't even get us started on the mess down south.
Let's not, actually, because I'm proper livid. I've got a friend who keeps turning into an alien. It's concerning.
You're just seeing my lizard face for the first time.
It's okay. We'll accept you either way. I haven't had a chance yet to ask for your makeup. So yes, I'm very curious what has inspired today's look, because this is very different from your usual looks.
Well, today's makeup was inspired because, one, I fucking love foxes and I've just been feeling foxy vibes recently.
Foxy.
Foxy lady, foxy nun. But also, I thought it'd be quite funny because we're doing most asked nun questions again. Check out the episode, everyone. I thought it'd be funny because we're saying, what did the nuns say? Or what did Google say about the nuns? I wanted to remember that good old song, What Did the Fox Say?
I love it. And there's none so foxy as Sister Babushka.
Guilty as charged. So, Sister Alaska, what inspired your fabulous look today?
Well, I bought myself a brand new makeup palette and I want to play.
Ooh.
I have been speaking with one of the other sisters, Sister Kombucha, and she told me what palette she uses for her makeup. And it looked so fabulous, I had to buy it. You have to see this.
That's amazing.
Isn't it beautiful? This is the Morphe Lisa Frank palette. Wait till you see inside.
Ooh. So you're wearing actual powders today.
Combination. But they're so bright and so colourful and the pigmentation's really good. So I felt I had to give some of them a go. So I did my usual face paint for around the eyes. And then I thought, actually, what's much more fun is trying this stuff. So all of this beautiful kind of contour, that's all from this palette. I've even done a fair bit of my lips with the powders as well. So yes, absolutely gorgeous. I have to say, this is the nicest palette I've ever bought. I've only ever bought cheap rubbish before. This is gorgeous. I love it.
That is rather beautiful, yes.
Do we have any random nonsense for opening the show? I'm looking at Babushka because Babushka usually comes with a joke.
I don't think that's set in stone, but I can quickly find a joke.
Doesn't have to be a joke. Anything random you want to talk about then? Actually, this is completely random.
Not sure if that was as good as the joke, but yeah.
Let's have the joke then.
I've used that one before. Hold on.
Slacking on the joke front.
Oh, fuck you. Why did the blind nun fall down the well?
Don't know. Why did she fall down the well?
She couldn't see that well.
Oh. I feel like that's very ableist.
Well, I suppose it fits in with the theme of the episode.
We don't stand ableism.
It was a terrible joke anyway. God. These are all terrible.
Maybe we just move on to the episode then. Unless you've got to find a better one.
I've got a maybe better one? What do you call oyster nuns? Cloisters. Like how nuns would live in a cloister. And yeah, as you can tell, it was also an excellent joke. I'm glad I told it.
We are impressed.
Last time Babushka appeared on the show.
He calls himself X straight and is against gay marriage, despite the fact he's married to another man.
X gay, not X straight.
Oh, sorry, X straight. No, wait. No, he's X gay. He says he's X
gay. You called him X straight.
Well, he was X straight and then he was X gay. All right, shall we just jump into intros then?
Unless you want another terrible joke, I would suggest moving on quickly, yes.
I can't take it anymore.
What have you let yourselves in for? And Sister Joan's lovely sister comes with her own special talent, which is reading. She is a shady, shady sister. I was quite like it.
At least Sister Joan can offer to actually paint her face better, so I don't think Joan's any less shady.
But look, Sister Iva Story has brought the whole library with her. She knows all of Joan's secrets.
Well, you better fucking behave yourself now, eh, Joan? No more parties at number 10.
Or perhaps they'll collude and bring even more nonsense.
Soon it'll be Iva and Joan's show.
I can't wait for them to go on road trips together.
Yes. They can show us all the wonders wherever they get to. So, oh, my microphone's falling. That's great. Right on the tips.
Oh, no.
That's not till later tonight. What's going on? maturity.
So I've also gone for, oh my goodness, lizard people. Sorry, no, that wasn't the story. What?
Those damn queer lizard people.
I knew it. It's a conspiracy. So thank you for joining us for the Alaska show.